Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Boulder City, Joe Hardy, talks data centers. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Aaron Ford says he was a teacher.
I taught middle school math.
Here's some math.
Ford took over 420 days of vacation
while we showed up for work.
That's more than a year of paid vacation.
While he was jetting off to Paris,
Martha's Vineyard, and Cabo,
we were here.
We were here.
We were here teaching.
You know who else was here?
Joe Lombardo. For kids, families, and teachers.
He shows up every time.
And teachers are going to show up for Joe Lombardo every time.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I am absolutely delighted to welcome back to the program Joe Hardy, who is the mayor of Boulder City, former state senator, and a good friend of this program. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you. Hey, before I even get started with regular questions, you just had five-way bypass surgery. How are you doing?
It's kind of fun. I feel as good as I did before because I didn't feel bad before. And so I'm in the middle of what they call cardiac rehab. And so they make the exercise. My wife is ecstatic because now I get to suffer just like she's been suffering because she likes to exercise. And so I exercise and she's thrilled. And so I feel fine, just doing my things like I've always done. It was kind of one of those where I had chest pain one time, and that led to, we should probably check it out. And sure enough, I did it. The hardest thing about getting a bypass is they don't let you drive.
Yes, right.
And then you don't let you drive. So you have to be chauffeured and you have to sit in the back seat and your wife drives and you are not allowed to say anything. So then you're grateful when you finally drive. That's the big thing.
Well, we're glad that they found the problem and they fixed it and you look great. So good for you. Let's break some news here because there was a strike situation potentially in Clark County with the RTC. Would you tell us what happened and how it got resolved in the middle of the night?
It was really well done because the best thing that could happen is not strike, because when you strike, you have lots of people put at risk for lots of things, not to mention the paratransit people. So the people who really count on paratransit transportation, they are protected. And the people who go to work are protected. And the people who come home or architect. The people who go to school are protected. There's a lot of people who depend on the bus system on every level. And so I was thrilled. I think it was like 1:30 at night this morning, I'll call it, that they agreed. And it was well done. The people came together. They were serious. They worked through different scenarios, and they came through. And I am thrilled that the drivers are protected and the passengers are protected. And so I think it was really a well done thing on all sides. I was real thrilled.
All right. Well, congratulations to you and the board on that. So now let's talk about the topic of the day, which is data centers. And yeah, we've been covering this topic extensively on Nevada Newsmakers. And what stuns me is that there is so much misinformation out there. And I've been doing my best on the program to clear things up. But you've been in the center of this particular hurricane because people were under the impression that Boulder City did not want to have data centers. And the company that wanted to put one in there ended up getting BLM land next to Boulder City and are now moving ahead potentially with this project. First of all, tell us exactly what happened and what Boulder City's position is from you as the mayor, because it doesn't really mirror the newspaper coverage that I've been reading.
Interrupt me whenever you want, Sam, because I'm going to just lay it out. The Townsite Solar 2 had a lease option to build BESS, battery energy storage, as well as more solar panel fields. And so they were holding a lease option. They were paying Boulder City a minor lease option, I'll call it, for more solar panels and battery storage. And then they looked at the options when data centers became popular to talk about. They looked at the options and said, well, actually, we would like to build a data center. And they aren't limited to the city of Boulder City. We have BLM land, literally, owns land, but within the border of Boulder City. So they had applied some long time ago to have a data center on BLM land. And the federal government traditionally doesn't move as fast as maybe a city does. And so we know that in Boulder City, our source of income, about a third of which our total budget, is paid for by solar field leases. And so we are attuned to the concept of not selling land, but using lease payments to pay our way for what we do. And in as much as we're like the concept of leases, we leased land, and that's what we did. And we were in the process of leasing permanently the land for a solar field and energy storage when the Townsite Solar 2, some long time ago, had applied for BLM land to be used as a data center. Well, the federal government, and usually I say bless their heart, what they did is they made a decision that the environmental impact study for solar fields and battery storage was enough to approve a data center on BLM land in Boulder City. And boy, that caught everybody by surprise, including, I'll say, the people at Townsite Solar 2 who were asking for that. But I think they were surprised. So I don't think Townsite Solar 2 is a villain. I think they're just doing their normal business practices, and they applied to have a data center in on BLM land. And lo and behold, without telling anybody or doing anything other than say, poof, you've got it, they were approved to get a data center on BLM land in Boulder City. Now, the problem for us, not to mention just the problem with data center in general, problem for us is we get no money for that. It's in our boundary, but it's owned by BLM. So we would have the responsibility for fire and police and all of the protection things and services to a place that we get no money for. And so that we weren't real thrilled about. So we are actually, we are filed a suit against BLM for not going through the environmental impact study that should have been done. And it is obviously different doing an environmental impact study for a data center than it is for a solar field and battery storage. So we are actually suing the BLM and saying, you know, that's not right. So that's what happened all of a sudden without us being involved at all. Now, going backwards towards what Townsite Solar wanted to do, put not just a solar and battery, they want to do a data center in Boulder City on Boulder City land that we would then lease them the land to do. Well, that created quite a stir in and of itself, because now we are doing something or considering doing something that would be a major financial benefit for the city and would probably fill the hole that we anticipate in about 5 years and the bigger hole in about 10 years. And so that leasing that land would probably fill that hole, and we would be able to meet our obligations that we are doing now. So we had the feeling with Townsite Solar 2 that we could consider doing a data center. Now, we also, at the same time, we said, well, we probably ought to put this on the ballot as to a data center or anything in El Dorado Valley. And so on November 3rd, the city put on the ballot, does the city want to consider doing energy-related things in El Dorado Valley, one of which could well be a data center. So the people of Boulder City actually have an opportunity to say what they want to do November 3rd.
Let me jump in and ask you a couple of questions about this then. So the company wanted to put in a data center, but you put it on the ballot so that the public would get a chance to vote on this. But what I read about was all the protests against the data center. But my understanding from a previous conversation with you is that you don't feel that the opposition represented the majority of people in Boulder City, and that you felt that you had an opportunity because of these budget shortfalls to be able to convince a majority of voters that having a data center would actually be beneficial to the residents of Boulder City. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. So if we make the case that we need money, people will say, well, how are we going to get the money? And I have talked with nobody who has a good idea to meet the budget shortfall. And so the people who can do math in Boulder City would have the opportunity to say, we're not opposed to putting a data center in Boulder City because we would benefit financially from it. And at the same time that discussion is going on, the people who are ostensibly against data centers anywhere, the Sierra Club, the Toyoba chapter of the Sierra Club has come out with criteria that a data center should meet if it wants to be approved. And if you are familiar with the Sierra Club, they are not a, they could be considered somebody who hugs trees and cares for the environment and is a conservative in that they like the environment. And so if the Sierra Club, which they have done, gives you criteria to meet in order to justify a data center, then for me, that's a good sign that you could have a data center and preserve water, preserve power, be a source of, not a source of energy, but a source of revenue, and you would be able to have a rationale for a data center.
All right, Joe, let's take a quick break so I can make some money here to pay for this because I don't have a data center on lease at this point. So we'll take the break. We'll be right back with the mayor of Boulder City, Joe Hardy, after this.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Trucks or bucks. Win up to $5,000 in cash every week. Buckle up and win a brand new Tundra or up to $45,000 in cash. Shift the winning and your good times into high gear at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Joe Hardy. He's the mayor of Boulder City, former state senator, and a good friend of this program. We're talking about data centers and the kerfuffle that's going on across this country about data centers, some based on fact and a lot based on fiction. The three main areas that people are concerned about, and it would be pretty much all people, are the power usage, the water usage, and now, out of nowhere, the noise issue. How would power be generated for a data center in Boulder City if that were to occur?
We have our own power company in Boulder City, basically. We have our own utility. And we make contracts in order to get power to Boulder City. Any data center should have a power purchase agreement, a PPA. You cannot have a data center that hasn't figured out where it's going to get its power. And so one of the legitimate concerns, is this going to make my power more expensive in Boulder City, for instance? Well, we have our own power. So when we make a contract for a data center, if we were to make, I'll say the we, if we make the power, if we make a data center viable in Boulder City, we actually can put part of that contract that can use some of that money that they're going to pay us to offset the power costs of citizens of Boulder City. It would be, in essence, a good deal for the people of Boulder City to be able to have power at a cheaper cost than they do now.
Okay.
Now, we, as the city, can go out and buy power. And when we buy power with a power purchase agreement, then we can provide that power to the data center, or the data center, in this case, we would encourage them to do a power purchase agreement, which they would do. And then we would benefit it by individually in Boulder City by requiring them to buy down the cost of power in Boulder City. We're a little unique in Boulder City in that we can do that kind of thing versus some other power companies that wouldn't be able to do that because they're regulated by FERC, et cetera, the initials that I can't even spell.
Right. Okay. So bottom line is, for Boulder City, there would not be an increase in cost for the citizens of Boulder City to have a data center. In fact, they might actually get a lower power bill because of the way you would set that up.
That's exactly what we would like.
Okay. Then let's move on to water. Southern Nevada Water Authority has said closed-loop water systems are acceptable. Does that work for you as well? Because you actually don't return water to Lake Mead, correct?
Correct. So, and yes, a closed loop is mandatory. And in my view, if we do the Sierra Club version of a data center, you have to have a closed loop.
I'm running out of time here, so I want to just get to the third issue here. People are worried about noise, and yet I had Clay Mitchell, who's a Story County commissioner, go on top of a switch in Story County and make phone calls, and there was no noise pollution. Is noise an issue for you?
The short answer is no. And what I'll say is today's data center is not yesterday's data center.
Okay, hang on.
The pollution, the water, those aren't really the issues.
Okay, stand by. We'll take one more break. We'll be right back.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
We're the Peters family, two combat veterans, our daughter Elle, and our Liberty Dogs puppy in training, Cooper.
Cooper will grow up to be a life-changing companion to a veteran with visible or invisible challenges.
We're helping Cooper build focus and confidence so he's ready to support his veteran.
And we know he will help bring happiness and independence to his veteran's life.
So join us, become a puppy raiser, and change lives, one puppy at a time.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Joe Hardy. He's the mayor of Boulder City, Nevada, and former state senator. And so the last thing I want to ask you is, with these Sierra Club criteria, it sounds to me like not only would that be good for Boulder City, but that could be adopted across the state and potentially across the country as an acceptable way to regulate data centers. Am I right?
You are right. And quite frankly, that's what Switch has done in Las Vegas. And they got approval of doing another Switch in Las Vegas because they're willing to do all that.
Well,
and they just did it.
Well, I will look forward to coming back to you after the election day and seeing what the citizens of Boulder City think. But I agree with your thinking, which is there is potentially so much money to be made from taxation of data centers that it will offset the shortfalls that every jurisdiction in Nevada is looking at in the coming years.
It literally will solve many of the financial problems, not just for Boulder City, but for a lot of other institutions.
Joe Hardy, we love you. We appreciate you being on the program, and thank you for clearing up so many of these misconceptions. And good luck in your mission here, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. If you want to be on our mailing list, go to the website, nevadanewsmakers.com, and sign up. You'll get the guest list in advance every Friday, and on Mondays, a whole list of our new archive shows going back to 2003. We'll see you on the next podcast.